Welcome, everyone. This is the 300th episode of the Prepared Mindset Podcast. Jeez, that's so awesome to say out loud. I'm your host, Austin. You guys, thank you so much for joining me this week for the discussion. And this is going to be a little bit different. If you guys have been listening long term, right, you've been here for a while, you know, that when we hit like milestones, I like to celebrate that fact because I think we all know people who have ventured into trying to have these little side projects, if you will, right, in the 2A space. And it's cool. It's a passion project. It's a hobby. And, you know, after a while, it becomes a drain on life and then people like drop it. You know, I can think of a handful off the top of my mind that startup, cool dudes doing their thing. And then it kind of fizzles out because life is hectic and life takes over. So I think it's really awesome to be able to sit here and largely, if not mostly, due to all of your support, all you guys who are out there listening, if not for you guys, if not for the audience, we wouldn't be here at 300 episodes. I probably would have, if not for the positive reception that we've had, if not for knowing that the work being done here was of benefit beyond this microphone, right? Probably wouldn't have made it this far. So this is going to be a cool discussion. It's going to be a little bit about you guys, a little bit about me, and a little bit about what the future looks like, what the future holds here for Prepared Mindset, and talking about what the last 5 years have been like, because we're not quite at five, but we're knocking on five years, because I think June of 2020 was our first episodes, but the ideation phase and the planning phase for this was about mid-April of 2020. You know, that was like we were past our first month or coming into our first month under lockdown, right? So everybody had the bright idea they were going to start a company, this being no exception. It wasn't only a company. It was just like, hey, we don't know how long this is going to last. So like find a way to entertain myself, right, without having to, interact with people, because everyone frowned on that for a good long while. And then a lot of us kind of got wise to it, but it was still really difficult to interact with each other. Fast forward, we've done a whole lot. We've talked to a whole lot of people. We've made things by all indications, better, right, for the community through what we've been able to provide here for you guys. And it's a super awesome feeling. So like I said, this is going to be, I'm going to share kind of a little bit of what's been going on. I'm going to share a little bit of what's to come. There's at least one major change coming that you guys will see. And it's going to be weird for me because I'm actually recording this a couple days advanced to when it's going to drop, just for ease of scheduling, ease of peace of mind and things like that. You know, with the way I run this, if there's the opportunity where I can kind of save some time and concentrate the work on my weekends, I do that. And then my weeknights are not so busy, not so hectic, and I can do really rad things like touch some grass, spend time outside, treat my wife to dinner or drinks out, take care of stuff around the house. All those good things that men and husbands should be doing. But before we get into this any further, right, I could feel it already. I could feel it. I'm ready to dive in, and I got to stop. I got a rain cracked already. It's the watermelon one. What does rain call this? The melon mania. Actually got a case of them because my parents were cleaning out their garage, and my dad had ordered them for my younger brother, and he didn't want them. So I was like, yeah, I'll take them. They're still, you know, only a couple weeks old. So for some reason, Amazon has this bad problem where they will dent the shit out of every can you ever get delivered, so it doesn't like to crack properly. But I mean, free is free, so I'm not going to complain about it. But the rain's going, I'm going, so we're gonna get started here. One of the biggest things that we have to start off with is talking about some of the support that we get here at the Prepared Mindset Podcast. You guys been listening? You know, this is typically when we do the ad space, and we've had the good fortune of partnering with some absolutely outstanding folks in the industry over the last several years. Some really, really good relationships that are long-term. I would consider long-term. Good people in the industry, they're doing good things with their company, but also feel it their duty, right, to support the community, to, you know, bring good products, good knowledge, good service. And a lot of the times people want to say that the companies in this space, they really are only out to make a buck. And in some instances, that's definitely true. Those kinds of things exist out there. However, we've been really blessed to work with some folks who are truly outstanding. And it's not even it's not even always the companies that are like, you know, presenting sponsors. You know, we go through, you know, all those every episode, and we will today, you know, but there are a lot of companies that have stood behind us and what we do, what we're about, the message that we're about over the last 5 years. And certainly something I want to like bring attention to, something I want to call out is like, if you're listening to this and you are one of those companies, like, God bless. Like, thank you so much, you guys, promoting the message. It doesn't always have to be about free stuff or compensation or anything like that. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. There's several podcasts out there where they're bought and paid for. You know, hey, we got to do our ad read by SIG because that's what's going on. And, you know, I mean, shit, if I was important enough to get attention from a company like that, I probably would consider doing it too. So I can't hate too bad. But, you know, we work with a ton of folks in the industry who are just trying to do good things. They want to make a good product. They want to help make things better. And it's awesome. I think there's no better demonstration of positively impacting your community than finding a way to serve your community in a constructive way. And a lot of times people think these companies make money hand over fist. Sometimes they do. A lot of times they don't. It's a passion. It's a second business, you know, aside from what they do in their day job. That's what I do. Like this, I've told people, like, I don't make money off this podcast. I do it because I love it. You know, it's something where I had this discussion a couple months back. It was part of a much larger discussion. It's one of those things, like, you reach a certain point and then there's this fire, or this like innate characteristic within you, this attitude, this mindset, if you will, right? It won't let you quit, man. And a lot of these people that are out here running these companies, they feel the exact same way about what they're doing. They know they have a mission. They know they have a goal and they're dedicated. You know, they want to do whatever they can to make it a success and to make sure that the mission is well-founded and in good meaning. And there's so many of those folks out there. Like, look back at our guest list. Certainly you'll find a ton. And like I said, we've been fortunate to work with a lot of them, either just through promotion here with the podcast, through social media interactions, through, in some instances, actual like physical interactions. Like, shout out to the guys at the Human Trafficking Awareness Range Day. Those guys, Dylan and the whole crew there, like, man, they are, Dylan, Justin, I think Tyler, I know I'm forgetting a name. There's three or four of those guys, and I apologize, dudes. Like, I try. I'm terrible with names. I can see faces, but I can't. I'm terrible with names. And you know, they're outstanding. You know, they raise money for human trafficking, to combat human trafficking and bring awareness to it by working through places like Deliver Fund and stuff. And got to leverage those events to support them, and then also meet other people in the industry, like Max from Dead Concepts, right? Jonah at 100 Concepts, huge supporter of ours, right? But we finally got to meet him in person because of the HTA event. Jeremiah at Teardown Systems. The list goes on and on, and it's so, so cool, you guys. But we've been blessed, right? We've been super blessed to work specifically closely with some awesome supporters in the industry that run some terrific businesses. And obviously, given the impact of this episode, given the impact of this landmark, you know, number 300, want to take the time to thank them deeply. And first, I want to say a big thank you, a sincere thank you to Custom Night Vision, you guys. We've been working with Custom Night Vision for, man, we're coming up on 2 years here, in like July or August. And those of you guys that know the real story behind that, all how it all came to be, it truly was a divine intervention, the way it all came together. And I am so fortunate, so blessed to work with the entire team at Custom. If you guys head over to their website, it's customnightvision.com. And right there on the front page, they make it as user-friendly as they can. There's two buttons there, right? One, to build a monocular device. So that's going to be like your PBS-14, your Nocturne Tonto, the MH-14 that Lowlight is doing now, right? So your single tube devices, you know, one eye, right? Mono. Or there's a button to build a binocular device. That's usually what everybody likes to go play with because everyone loves binos. So whether that's, you know, some fixed bridge stuff like the RNVGs from AB Night Vision, or it's the new hotness, right? The MH1 from Lowlight. And that's what the guys at Custom sent out to me with some great, great L3 tubes. And if you have questions on all that, we just did an episode with Duncan talking about tubes in the industry and stuff. But Custom has all of this stuff in stock, you guys. And when I say they have it in stock, like, I mean it. They have hundreds of tubes available, some listed on the site, and then they have a back stock. So like when those get purchased up, they can just like refill the queue. And you are always able to have good options, whether it's L3 or L-bit, white phosphor, green phosphor, right? Whether it's a monotube or binocular device, like they have all that stuff available. And there's a chat function that's built into the website. So you can type out a message and you're going to get a real-time response, typically, unless it's like, I don't know, probably like 3 or 4 in the morning, something crazy. You're going to get a response from one of the actual teammates there, not a bot, right? So it's going to be Trevor. It's going to be Kevin. It might even be Ben. And they're going to really guide you. Hey, you know, I've heard that FOM isn't necessarily the best number to look at when I'm judging and grading the tube that I might buy. Is there something better? I've heard signal-to-noise ratio is really important, or EBR. Like, you know what I mean? You can ask those questions. You can get a more in-depth answer. And their mission at Custom is to bring the most transparent buying experience to you guys, the consumer. And fortunately, I've been able to send a number of friends, close friends, to Custom to pick up things like PVS-14s to do upgrades, and they've had a tremendous experience. They love the devices. The quality is fantastic. The customer service, honestly, I had to have mine serviced just due to a weird defect, no fault of the housing or of Custom, but because the tube had a weird issue that came from, I think it was from L3, whatever, and they had it turned around within 5 business days. It is fantastic. There really are great companies in this industry that are out there to take care of you guys. Again, head on over to customnightvision.com. Check it all out for yourself today. I'm not kidding you guys. You're going to love it. Also, want to say a big thank you to Orion Training Group. You guys, their website is oriontraininggroup.com. I've known Jared and Jason and Blake, Alex, all those guys for several years now, had pretty much all of the cadre on the podcast at one time or another. And it's a great resource, you guys. If you're looking at taking a class from Orion, you can head to oriontraininggroup.com. You can check out the whole course catalog. But even further, you can cross-reference that. You can check out what they got going on with their instructors and their classes here with the interviews we've been able to do on the Prepared Mindset podcast. So if you're looking for passionate, talented, and knowledgeable instructors, because you want to learn things like CQB, you want to learn things like radio or medical or small unit tactics or shooting, right? Obviously, that's very important. You can check out the interviews we've had with Blake Flannery, with Alex, with, you know, Jared Arsenault, the owner, you know, of Orion, or Jason Ransom, Joe Pistone. We've had all of these people, Lindsay Dew talking about comms. We've had Josh on talking about med and stuff, and fantastic companies. People, really, their passion in life and their mission is to share their knowledge and experiences with all of you guys. Head on over to oriontraininggroup.com. Check out all the info about the cadre and check out the course schedule. You guys, they're going to be here in Michigan in about 5 weeks or so, maybe a little bit less. And I couldn't be more excited for it. It's going to be a really, really good time. And now lastly, certainly not least, want to make sure I say a very warm-hearted thank you to the team over at 100 Concepts, you guys. Their company motto is do good, be dangerous, live free. We've been rolling with these guys for several years now, and it's because they make awesome products and their heart is in the right place when they're trying to make solutions for you guys so that you're more effective and more capable out in the field, whether that's things like the light cap. And that's what got them started. It got everybody noticing 100 was, hey, what is that hard plastic cap on a light? For years, we'd seen bottle caps. We'd seen, you know, modified scope caps duct taped to lights and things where guys were like, oh yeah, it's because I do recon and you don't want any reflection. And then all of a sudden you had a new solution out on the market and it drew a lot of eyes to them and people really, really liked it. And they took it further. They listened to the feedback from their audience, from their, you know, from their consumers, and they made them more rugged. They made them rubberized. They made a shock collar so you weren't just, you know, using a rubber band and shock cord to hold it on. They're evolving every day, trying to do better for you guys. Fantastic company. Again, the website, it's 100concepts.com. Jonah, Garrett, Pierce, the whole crew there over at 100 do fantastic work, you guys. They've been a great supporter of ours for several years now. Go check out the website. Go check out some of the gear, man. Take a look. I think you're really, really going to dig it and pick some stuff up for yourself because being better camouflage, being better prepared in the field is only going to help you be more successful. So thank you to those companies, certainly for all of their support as we are rolling through things here and we're jumping off into, I thought about how I was going to do this episode for the last couple of weeks. I was trying to think like, what's a cool, like, what's a way I could like relaunch, right? Or redo things. And certainly I don't think I can do anything that was as cool as, if you guys remember back a couple of years ago now, right, when T-Rex did their phase 3, right, or phase 2, where they had like the whole burning car video and they're like mag dumping with suppressors and like, you know, mannequin targets and night vision and lasers and all that stuff. And it was super awesome. And everybody was just completely awestruck by it. And it's like, ooh, what's phase 2? And we saw them do their thing. And, you know, now we know T-Rex as they are today. And it's really cool. I can't do that, mostly because a podcast is not a visual medium. So the best I can do is try to, I can try to excite and entice you guys by telling you some of the things that may be changing going forward. And then also some of the plans, some shifts, right? Some alterations, if you will, talking about what you guys can expect in the future going forward with Prepared Mindset. So this, like I said, a couple moments ago, actually, this is being recorded a few days in advance of when it's going to drop. Typically, we drop episodes on Wednesday mornings. And in the last couple of weeks, we've done like a Thursday and a Friday, I think, because we've just, we've had scheduling conflicts or, you know, things pop up. The cool part about having so many people in this industry is that people have really great and relevant experiences to share with what's going on. Sometimes the downside is they get busy with the stuff that they're actually doing real world, which makes it more difficult then to come join me on the podcast. So, you know, we try to stick to a pretty regular schedule, but we still have a weekly discussion out, right? We're going to have a monthly sit rep. We pushed it 1 week this month to ensure that sit rep would not be episode number 300, because I wanted to make sure that I had the time and the opportunity to do a more full form discussion around what's changing, what this means to me, you know, talk history, things like that. So a couple changes, things like that. You guys will see, it'll start rolling out across the different platforms, is the logo is going to change. And the story behind the logo is actually pretty interesting. It didn't start very interesting. Like, honestly, when I was getting started up, I was like, well, I need a logo, because podcasts without a logo or some kind of thumbnail in your different respective platforms, right, they just don't get attention. And I think a logo is a really powerful thing, and in a lot of cases needs to symbolize what you're about, what you're doing. However, at the time, I was really stressed. I didn't know anybody in the media space that would be able to like help me by creating a logo. And I had ideas, and I was kind of like looking around at other companies, and I'm like, oh, that one looks so great, but, you know, I don't want to steal that. I don't want to be too close to this. So long story short, the logo actually came from like a free generator website. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I think I pulled a couple things out of it. And I was like, this is, and you guys know it's the crosshair, you know, that like modified crosshair thing with like the blue center. You know, and I like the blue just because, for whatever reason, I don't like the color red a whole lot. I think that red and yellow are not great colors in logos, just my personal belief. I think that, I know for a fact when I was going through school and stuff, like yellow is actually one of the most, unsettling of colors to the human eye, which is why all of your caution signs and things like that, whether it's like on the asphalt or in parking lots and stuff, everything caution is usually yellow because it draws the eye to it and it's alarming. So, okay, didn't want like a yellow center. So we did blue and it's fine. And then a couple of years back, we were able to add like this nice like background thing to it. Shout out to Tyler over at Tacos Media. He was able to help me out with that in like 15 minutes. Dude's like an absolute wizard. He was on talking about his relief work in North Carolina a couple months back, and dude's an absolute stud with a camera. Super cool human, short of the part where he's a Carolina Hurricanes fan. Just for the record, the Wings did beat them the other night. I don't know how, but we did, because we're not really that good this year. But he helped me out tremendously. And I was like, cool, this will, like, you know, he added like a shadow effect. Like, well, okay, this will keep me going for like the next little ways here till I can figure out what's going on with the logo. And you guys will see we do have a new logo. So it's a mountain range with a 4-pointed star and a rising or setting, depending on how you're looking at it, sun and or moon. So I tried to be very symbolic with how we put this together. And I want to talk about the representation of that, because I think it's important when you talk about your mission goals and the mission that you're pursuant to, right? Because sometimes it's a very short mission. Sometimes you can break your mission down into smaller missions. And to an extent, we do that with life. Like, you go to work every day and you're like, my mission today is to get this, this, and this done. Does that mean your overall mission is over? No. It doesn't. And for us, that's certainly not, that's the same. It's the same thing. Like, our overall mission is nowhere near accomplished. So, the mountain range and the rising sun. So it's like a backwards P and the mountain range is an M. So prepared mindset. I thought that that was like a very easy way to kind of like, let's blend this together a little bit, you know, cause I really wanted, I wanted something base and easy to understand, like baked into that together, you know? And then the four-pointed star having a lot of significance to your journey, biblical references. And as I'm getting more involved in this community, as I'm experiencing life more and more, approaching my 36th year, right, I have found that my faith is something that I need to be better with it, but I need to embrace it even more than I've increased that. That has gotten only more powerful within me over the past several years, and I want to do more with it. But I think that a lot of us look to our faith, look to God for guidance, especially when times are difficult. And I think that for righteous reasons, we are on the path that we're all on. So I thought including that single four-pointed star was something I wanted to do, but something I had to do because of the significance of that. And I know, and it's important to me to do it well, because in this community, I think we get a whole lot of people that want to hide behind their Christian faith. And actually, if you guys want to hear a really funny discussion about it, there's a good chunk, probably like 10 minutes in the middle of my interview with, my last discussion with Jared from Orion. We were talking about like the Cath Bros and, or Ortho Bros or like Cath Bros or something like that. He talked about, the Prots, and there's like street names for these freaking, religious zealots now out on the internet. And it's really, I could not control myself. Jared's just one of those guys who has the ability to make me laugh uncontrollably pretty much anytime I have a conversation with him. So you guys should go back and check that out. But, I think people act like assholes, basically, and they hide behind the conviction of their religion far too often in this community. Now, I will say, sometimes it's founded, but a lot of times it's not. Like, it's not a shield or a justification for overt racism, which I've seen and experienced. It's also not a good reason to attack people who practice in other ways. I think if you read the Bible, you understand that, and we don't need to get super in-depth with it, but for me, when talking about what the future of this looks like, what this is going to look like going forward, that was a huge deal to me, because I think that it needs to be said. I think it needs to be practiced in, the correct way. And I think that if more people accepted God into their life in some way, shape, or, and we don't have to do it the same way, but I am saying if more people were open to the concept, I think they would find just a little bit more peace, a little more grace. Certainly, I have not figured it all out. Like, I still struggle. I'm very difficult with myself. I need to be better about all that. But I've seen firsthand when I embrace more of that, that I feel better. My life feels a little bit better. My journey here with preparedness and the mission that we're on feels better. So all that to say, like, that's why I wanted to really include that. Now, the mountain range, in addition to, yes, the symbolism of the letter M, you guys will see it, you can look at it and go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Is that it's a mountain range. So we overcome a mountain, we climb our mountains, however that is for you, right? So sometimes they're small. Maybe it's more of a hill than a mountain. We overcome that, and then we come up to the next one, and maybe it's larger, and it's a very large peak for us to have to scale. This is, I believe, representative to a lot of what people deal with in their personal lives and don't talk about it. And it's one of these things where, I'm going through it with communications coaching in my day job, where you have to, and it may be a little bit of counseling that I've had in years past and things and conversations with various folks. It's very difficult to know. It's very difficult to know what people have going on in their personal life if they don't explicitly tell you. But it's very easy to draw assumptions about what people are dealing with in their personal life. Think about that for a second. You know, like, you can look at gear, You can look at how much money somebody spent on their training. You make an easy assumption, right? Oh, look, they don't care because they're not spending the money on it. They're not putting the time in. They're not doing the things I think they should do. But you don't know what that looks like for them. They could have a huge desire to be better and to do those things and to have those things and to learn those things. And there may be things going on you just don't know about because people don't talk about it. It's one of the reasons why we talk about trying to like find your community, right? Find your tribe, build your tribe. You're better in a group. And that includes your mental health and your stability, but also your ability to scale those cliffs, to climb those mountains. And it's tough. Like, it's tough to go alone. I think that's why marriage is so important, you know, because you as a pair are, you as a couple, you as a man and wife are more capable, so much more capable of surviving so much more, I think, than what you would ever believe possible. I certainly have, than if you go alone. And I've had my dark times. Certainly, I think the last year and a half, 2 years have been some of the more difficult struggles in this season of my life. And I've come through it in ways I think that make me better. Something that if I were to ever have asked myself, like, do I want to go through this? I'd have been, no, in 100 years, no. I would never want to go through it. But we did, and we came out better for it. And there will be something else. And that goes back to the whole faith and grace and, you know, hey, when we get there, we'll just have to trust and work together to overcome that next thing, whatever it is, however big, small, maybe it's a bill, maybe it's a medical issue, maybe it's, I don't know. You know, I don't know what it is, right? But you're better together. And it's also, I mean, and it's representative in our training, right? You know, whether it's, hey, I really want to learn how to be better at, you know, insert blank skill set. And I want to be better about what I bring to you guys. In that regard, right, the YouTube channel's up and running. If you guys haven't checked out the YouTube channel, I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Listening to this episode, understanding how much this means, please go ahead and pause this and go subscribe to the YouTube channel because I'm working really, really hard to make sure that every week, maybe it's every other week, just depending on what's going on, right, we're releasing content on our YouTube. And I'm trying very hard as well to be a little bit in line from what we do here on the podcast, but be different from a lot of the other channels you see out there. A lot of times it's just gear reviews, you know, and we'll certainly have some of that stuff, but like there's some great channels out there. They're super informative. They do a lot for people who are out there trying to spend their money wisely. Is this gear any good? Is this kit any good? And a lot of you guys, I can like feel it right now through the cosmos. I can feel you guys rolling your eyes because you know, gear doesn't help you. Gear doesn't make you any better. And that to an extent is actually very relevant. Like, no, gear on its own is not going to make you better, but it's going to fucking help. And any of you guys that have used, like, I know there's some of you guys listening that are former military. I know that you guys got some real crap gear. Maybe not right now if you're still in, but maybe when you got in or at some point you've had to use some really salty stuff. So, you know, having nicer gear, it just, you feel a little bit better. And some stuff legitimately is, it's just better made, it's designed better, whatever. And there's great channels out there that cover all of that. Like, if you guys are looking for it, tremendous friend of mine, Walsh over at Thin Line Defense. Shout out, not paid for, he didn't send me anything. He's been like a confidant, especially for the last couple of years here. We had him on at the beginning of last year, talked about the industry, talked about influencers. Great, great human, really chasing his goal, his dream, his mission of just bringing better info on how you guys buy your gear, you know, and I think he does a fantastic job with it. He's a very funny human. If you guys haven't checked out his stuff, I think you'll really enjoy it. He used to do like someone sent him a Skip It. I love that fucking thing. It used to be in their intro video. I don't know if it still is, where he would like put on a plate carrier with plates and they would do the Skip It thing and jump around and see how much the plate carrier moved. And I was like, that's a really funny way of doing like a test for gear review. And I was like, I'm going to talk to this guy because he seems like he likes to party. And he's a very squared away human, really good dude, and would give you the shirt off his back, you know, to help people out. So if you're looking for gear review stuff, I could steer you there, certainly. And then there's other channels too. Guys reach out. They're like, oh, hey, I have this question. And I'm not the best resource for that, so I'll send people to other folks, right? sometimes I send them to the Orion Training Group YouTube channel or the Custom Night Vision YouTube channel, because I just, you know, either I can't do as good a job explaining it as those guys can, or, hey, I'm not going to do a video on that because they already have a really, really good one and you should just go check that out. You know, what we're going to do here with the YouTube channel is try to make a really good blend of informational content, educational content, with some gear pieces attached to it from a consumer standpoint. The mission here at Prepared Mindset has always been to help answer the questions that people have. I remember when I started this years and years and years ago, it's five, so that's 3 years and I just said, but it's actually like five. but when I started this, and even before that, when I got into the industry, or in the community rather, I had really dumb questions, like really dumb questions. And I say dumb now because at some point we all get to the point where like, it's a dumb question, but it's not for everyone. Some people just don't know. And I think, you know, in this community, sometimes we don't give folks that grace anymore. There's just the assumption that you have the wherewithal to click through Reddit, use the right number of .coms, watch the right YouTube videos, not have these questions. And some people just literally don't know. Like I didn't know what a cattail was, you know, or a throw lever on a scope. So I remember when I had my first LPVO, I was trying to find a throw lever for it. I didn't know what the fuck it was called. So I was Googling, you know, for, you know, scope magnification lever or scope lever or scope rotation lever. And it's like, no, it's called a cattail or it's called a throw lever. And yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think that's a poor example, but that's the kind of thing where people look at something and they see a part. Maybe it's like like the bag rider from Subrevtech, right? That goes on the bottom of your stock so that you can have more surface area, right? And I use that as an example because I'm staring at my SPR right now on a table in front of me and it's got one on. Like, I would not know what to call that as somebody who is new to the industry. I'd be like, stock attachment. Well, stock attachment can be anything. It can be something to hold on your tourniquet, hold chem lights. It could be an attachment on a crappy stock to give it QD. Like, it could be any number of things and you just don't know what you don't know. So to say some of these things are stupid questions, it's not always fair. And that's what I want to help people to have those kinds of questions, as well as showing them, well, this is why it's important. This is why this stuff matters from an educational standpoint. So if you're going to spend the money, but then also make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And if you don't have to spend that money, don't. Like, I'm a big, big proponent of don't spend money unnecessarily. And it's not because, and I could look back on this in a couple of years and be like, you're an asshole. You fucking lied. I'll never be the guy that tells you you could save that $1,500-$1,600 bucks on whatever ballistic helmet you had to have from whatever name brand company, right? And you need to go spend that on food stores to fill half your basement with rice and beans and dry goods. What I will probably tell you to do instead is take your wife out for a good dinner. Treat your wife to something nice. Make sure that you're making the important things in your life a real priority, not just with your attention, but with your finances, at least to some extent. Now, should you also have, you know, emergency food stores? Yeah, you should. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Please don't mistake it. But I've seen this so many times where guys will go out of their way. They'll buy all the kit in the world and they're buying and selling kit nonstop. And they've got a whole room in their house dedicated to just storing all of their kit. And they couldn't possibly use it. Like one set of plates, but eight plate carriers, right? Or you live at home with your parents and you can't afford to go take a training class, but you can go buy another goofy ass rifle that you don't need in a chamber, or it's chambered in a cartridge. You can't afford to shoot, but you have it because you really wanted it. And that's cool. You should do that. But at the same time, if you have special people in your life, like children or a spouse or potentially obviously both, I don't know, make them the priority for a change, right? Hey, the helmet I have is okay. I'm using helmets in this example, right? $1,600 is a lot of money. And I can tell you that I've taken my wife and I on trips to like pre-COVID. We went on a trip to Vegas and I spent about that much money. And we don't gamble a ton. We just go there. We love the weather. We drink. We have a good time. Get away from home. You know, escape reality for a little bit, as is the point of a vacation, right? So what would I rather have, you know, a 3-night, 4-day trip with my wife experiencing a, you know, travel, and it doesn't have to be Vegas, it could be someplace else, right? But like, would I rather do that or have a helmet for the night vision that I don't use nearly as much as I would love to, and it's only for me? And that's an important part of this. You know, again, it goes back to this whole journey piece of it. You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone, guys. Make those good decisions. And certainly if we're talking about helmets, I want to say thank you to Protection Group Denmark. They sent me the helmet that I have currently. Nolan here in the US, he's the US guy, you know, and the whole team there, but, reaching out, you know, I had questions on pads and stuff. If you guys are looking, they're not a sponsor here, by the way. But I've had such a great experience with them. I'd be remiss if, while also celebrating some of the cool things that happened, I didn't stop and say, hey, you should go check them out. Because I like the product. It's good. It's affordable. It does well in the testing. But I digress. So then the last part of the logo that we're talking about is the rising sun, the rising moon, setting sun, whatever, the horizon, right? Looking to the future. I mean, part of it, yeah, like moon, cool, night vision. Moon's out, goon's out, bro. Like, night vision has, for as much as I would love to use it more, I've already used it a ton, and I love night vision. I think that night vision is such a cool part of this community, and it bonds people in that exciting way that, like, you just, I don't know that you experience it with much other things in the community. Like, everyone's got rifles, everyone's got optics, it's all cool, but, like, when we got to HTA last year in the fall, and we got to go take Blake Flannery's night vision course, which was very, very basic, given that we hadn't all shot together all day long, and there was basically just some fundamental stuff we could do, but there was like 15 people in that class, and everybody there was just so enamored to be surrounded by people that also invested in night vision and lasers. And everybody, hey man, can I see what you're running? Hey, what's your helmet? Hey, what are those DTNVSs? Oh, you have the MH1. Yeah, I was really looking at those. Like, I had six people, maybe it was like five, I don't know, approach me and were like, hey, can I check those out? Because they were new, right? And people hadn't gotten a lot of hands-on time with them. People had questions. They want to know, oh, do you like them? You know, have any of the instructors used them? Stuff like that. But even then, you know, if you're running a PVS-14, guys were just like, dude, yeah, you made the conscious effort to go out and get something like this. And night vision is huge. And it's something that I want to focus more on, both with the content creation on the YouTube channel. So things, talking about things like lasers, talking about things like devices and maintenance and stuff like that, helmets, all the stuff that goes with night vision, counterweights, discussions here on the podcast with people who've been operational with it. You know, the industry side is really, really cool. And it fascinates me because I'm a business person during the daytime, as unbelievable as that may be after you guys listen to me futz my way through some of these discussions and interviews. But like, hearing about being operational with your night vision, especially guys who did it at extremely high levels, some maybe even the highest level, take that for what you will, hint, hint. But that's a big part of this. And then the horizon piece of it too, like, looking to the future, man. What does the future hold here? Well, I can tell you, I've read a couple books on business. You know, that's something that Lucas has invested himself in at T-Rex. It's not something that I had initially really wanted to do for myself, but I've done it a little bit more than I probably would have normally. Also, one of my bosses at work gave me a couple books and was like, I want you to read these. And this is a little bit different from what the book I read says, but we're going to focus on two important goals here, and that is to continue what we're doing with the podcast. We're going to continue to be a weekly podcast. We're going to continue to bring on guests and try and build off of discussions. So you might see some people coming back for round two, round three, round four to build off of those episodes, because a lot of these, it's a 60 to 90 minute discussion. There's still more to get into. And I know a lot of you guys have reached out about people like Joe Fasanella. Hey, Joe does a great job talking about, you know, we had a counterterror discussion. If you guys haven't listened to that one, go back and check that one out. It was earlier this year. It was after the New Year's attack in New Orleans. And it was a fascinating, fascinating discussion and a great opportunity to hear Joe share what we're kind of dealing with from a terrorism standpoint. Also, just to throw this out there, working on getting people on to talk more about cartel activity. I think it's something that's a much bigger issue than what we want to understand. And at least if you understand more, I'm not saying we're all going to go out as armed civilians and be vigilantes and go fight the cartel, but you could at least be more prepared in your own community and understand what the dangers are, or maybe you're just really entertained listening to it. But we're going to continue to make sure that content comes out on a regular basis. We're not going to deter. We're not going to err from our path. We're not going to stray. And if anything, we might see more sit reps. We might go to, you know, hey, maybe we're not going to be so shy about doing two a month. Maybe you'll start getting two sit reps a month. Just so when, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on current events wise right now with this administration, with global politics and everything that is worth talking about. Some of it's not even global, maybe it's more local, but we're going to start doing more of that because it's the kind of things that from a community engagement standpoint, whether it's in your state or another state or a state on the other side of the country, we need to talk about it. The community has to stretch beyond the, and I don't want to sound like too much of a hippie liberal here, but it needs to stretch beyond the man-made borders that are, you know, our state borders, bring awareness, things like that. So more of that. And then also commit to the YouTube channel. It's a huge opportunity for us to share more information. I know some of the stuff can be kind of difficult talking about it just vocally here. You have to use your mind, right? You have to imagine some of this stuff a little bit when we're talking about sharing these concepts, sharing these ideas. But a serious goal is weekly video drops, weekly shorts on YouTube. We're still doing stuff on Instagram. And to become more engaged with the community, like, frankly, guys, like, if somebody were to reach out and be like, hey, man, could you talk about this? I'm going to do everything I can to try and talk about that because it's something that's going to be helpful to somebody, either over a direct message. Maybe it's a post. Maybe it's a video. Like I don't know. It could be anything. But we want to help solve problems. Like, that's something I deeply want to do is, hey, is there a way I can do this? Is there a way I can learn that? Hey, who's a good resource that I can reach out to for questions on this? Because a lot of times people don't even realize, like, if you have basic questions on things, a lot of these guests, I know they say it, I don't think many people reach out sometimes, but like, you can reach out to almost anybody who's been here on the pod with a question and they'd be happy to answer. Now, yeah, sometimes they're going to say, well, it's kind of complicated. You probably need to come take a class or take a course or something for us to really explain this in definition. Or in detail. And that's certainly true with things like small unit tactics, with things like CQB, where you can sit there and dream up these wild scenarios and you just can't answer it over a text message. Sometimes they're simple things and yeah, a voice message or a short video. Like, I've certainly had people help me with that. It's possible. Sometimes the answer might be you have to take a class though. I don't think that's people trying to be money hungry. I think that's just the reality of, hey man, if I want to teach you this the right way, I have to do this in person. And this is the only way I know how to do that. I mean, it's fair. You're not going to, hey, how can I replumb my entire house? No one's going to be able to send me a text message that explains all that. And some of these skills are that intricate. So those are the two wildly important goals for me going forward. And I guess I could even make that one. And that's just to maintain consistency of quality content across our platforms. We're on Instagram. If you guys aren't following us, we're on pretty much every podcast platform that I think is mainstream enough to get access to. You know, we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on Podbean and Listen Notes. And that's another huge success. Like, I didn't look at that until I had a conversation with Rick Hogg from Warhog Tactical. And if you guys don't check out his On the Range podcast, you should, because they're ranked higher on Listen Notes than we are. But I'm always looking for ways to understand how we perform, if we can do things better, right? Because some of those metrics, you know, if you guys want to leave comments, like, go back and leave comments on the episodes if you really liked them. That feedback is actually really helpful, but not too many people do it. But Listen Notes tracks metrics based off performance, based off of downloads and listeners. And, you know, they're basically, as far as I've been able to find so far, probably one of the better resources for finding out quality of a podcast, right? And I looked us up and we're in the top 10% out of like 3 million plus podcasts that are out there in existence. You guys, we're 5 years in almost, and we are in the top 10% of podcasts globally, which, like, it floored me. I can't even tell you, there's not really even words to explain how exciting that was for me to hear, to know that we are that well received. And yeah, I mean, sure, there are obviously podcasts that are even better. There's guys like Rick do their deal. They're in the top 2.5%. Goals, room for growth, things that could be done better, whether it's topics or format. Like, we're going to do what has to be done to continue to bring the good information forward. And so you guys hopefully look forward to listening to these. like stuff that I'm really passionate about this year that I really want to talk more about is like GPRs and SPRs, like rifles, you know, but the skills that go behind it, like building a dope, understanding like and dispelling some of the myths. Like when I did our budget SPR video on YouTube, I had people like, oh, hey, you called an SPR a special purpose receiver. And just as a point of clarification, it's a special purpose rifle. It's like, well, actually, if you look up the history of it, it started off as a special purpose receiver. And you can tell that because the very first generation of Mark 12s were on like regular M16 lowers with like fixed stocks. And then, yes, they became a whole rifle setup when you got adjustable stocks and things like that. But yeah, I mean, who cares what the R stands for? Special purpose receiver, special purpose rifle. But that's clearly something people are passionate about and they want more information on. So we going to do more video content around that? Yeah. I mean, I want to explore more opportunities. Now, it sucks that every time I have these opportunities to go out and do this stuff more, like we have our local range has a 600-yard range day. The last two, actually, I think every one of them this year, so January, February, and March, have all been canceled. Every one of the 600-yard range days have been canceled. And I tried going to the last one, and they don't do a good job updating people on it. Luckily, I was there for a different range session with my buddies and stuff, meeting Josh and his brother and guys out there on the range. And, you know, hey, there's nobody here. Like, cool. So the gates aren't all locked on one side, but like still kind of a pain in the butt because initially my plan was to participate. Then this month, it's the day before Easter, which a lot of families and a lot of people get together and gather and celebrate that day before Easter. So now if I want to go, I'm going to have to like leave after basically 2 hours of shooting to make it back to the other side of town to go to my aunt's to participate in the Easter celebration. And that's if I basically just come straight there. So I'll have all my shit in the car and I'll probably be wearing not the nicest of clothes to celebrate. So maybe for May, I'll be able to get out and do it. But on regular base, we can do 100 and 200 yard stuff. So certainly want to do more with that, develop a greater understanding there. Because this is the kind of thing people seem to be more interested in. It was not something I was, you know, really enamored with in the past. Just my own personal, like, feelings on stuff. I was like, I don't know that I really need that because as a prepared civilian, do I think that living in my AO that I would take a shot past 50 yards? And the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Like, I live in the middle of suburbia. My subdivision is built like a grid. So if I were shooting from one end of my street to the other, yeah, that's like 200-300 yards. And however unlikely, do I think that I should work and understand that capability to some degree? Yeah. Yeah, I probably should. So, hey, I'm going to embrace this. You know, I built out an SPR, right, which is actually just modifying what I have, a better, more accurate barrel, softer gas system, better optic, way better trigger. Yeah, so going to get into that more. Going to keep pursuing the CQB side of things. And we just had, last week, we had Forrest from Checkmate Group on, and we talked about this stuff. And this is one of the things that, like, it really made me excited and feel a little bit empowered to have the discussion is that I think in this community, we get really, really caught up in the fact that some people may not have served in the military, but can still be subject matter experts on a lot of things. Are they as strong of a subject expert as somebody who served in the military? Maybe not, but also maybe. If we're talking about shooting, there's a reason why we've seen a lot of law enforcement agencies, why we've seen a lot of military units reach out to people who are civilians to learn shooting. Look at Todd Hotnett. I mean, he was never in the military. If you guys listened to the interview he did, I think it was on Fieldcraft a couple of years ago. Dude was not a military shooter, but is one hell of a shooter and now teaches people how to shoot really, 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 really fucking well. And like, that's awesome. So I think it's still fair for us to have those conversations. And I think even more so, we should feel empowered as people who have studied a lot of these skill sets, who have learned a lot of these things to speak up about it. And I think we still very much as a community have that feeling, that innate impression, if you will, that if you're not prior military or, you know, decade plus in law enforcement, you don't really have a leg to stand on with a voice unless you have somebody, you know, who does have all those things standing behind you to give you, quote unquote, credibility. And it's not to take anything away from people from their military service. I'm very grateful for those that have served, those who continue to serve in whatever capacity that means, law enforcement, reserves, active military, But I have also had a number of poor experiences with some of those people where they demand the recognition, they demand the respect simply because of that. And I think that's something that needs to be called out even more than it already is. You know, simply serving in and of itself is not enough. It's just like buying a rifle as a civilian in and of itself is not enough for you to be a prepared citizen. We need to be honest about that. We need to have clear discussions about that. I mean, yes, I think one thing we could do to just address that completely is just treat each other with respect and have actual discussions instead of just having pissing matches on the internet about, you know, which influencer that we love, follow, and adore is more right than the other. Like, I think it's absolutely silly, the kinds of fights and arguments and discussions that are had. Now, sometimes they turn into genuinely beneficial and educational discourse, but not often. And I think a lot of it is because people try to belittle other people's experiences because they don't, you know, hey, I'm going to compare whatever this influencer did, not to myself, but to this other influencer or personality who is former military that I love. And because you're not doing what they teach, you're wrong. And I'm going to get me and my five buddies together to gang up and make, you know, try and like shit post and flame you. We watch it happen real time. I've seen companies literally deactivate their Instagram presence because two or three people in this community decided that they were going to launch a flame campaign and had big enough followings to get this company to stop teaching. And it's not what they're teaching is wrong. It's not that, you know, what they're teaching is necessarily bad. It's just different from what some people like, and therefore they believe it's wrong and they're going to go out of their way to squash it. And I think that's terrible. I think that kind of, it's not institutional. It's like this incestuous way of thinking where like, this is the way I do it. Therefore, this is the way I'm always going to do it. Therefore, it's the only way we can ever do it. I think that that is really counterproductive. Now, yes, call out what's bad when it's bad. You know, I've certainly seen my fair amount of goofy shit. Guys advocating not to use slings. You know, guys who don't, I mean, just the list goes on and on. And certainly there's enough, hype posting, I think, in the community of guys doing some things and like, oh, you got to wear your Vans while you're doing CQB, otherwise you're not serious or whatever, like that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, whatever, but I've always kind of been more of the mindset of like, why waste the time and energy typing out a shitty comment or trying to like ruin someone's day? Like, why not? Or I'm sorry, why would you do that? Like, I hate when that happens to me. Because usually it's unfounded. It's just somebody who's like, hey, bro, you need to go lose some weight in the gym. Like, dude, I work out a lot, actually, and I've actually gotten a lot bigger. My goal isn't to, like, lose my gut. My goal is to build muscle mass. So, thank you, but I like, whatever. I could give a shit less at this point about that. But, like, why? Like, why ruin, like, you know what? What's so much cooler is when I get messages and guys are like, I love the content. This helped me so much. I'm going to go take this class, or I'm going to go buy this thing, or I'm going to go work on this dry fire drill you shared. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome. I'm so happy that we were able to help with whatever either discussion was, or like another one, I'll go back to the discussion with Joe Fasanella, it's at GrayFighter1 on Instagram. If you guys want to look up what Joe posts, talking about the counterterrorism stuff, people are like, man, this is so interesting. I love these discussions so, so much. Like, could you get him back on? And it's something I want to talk about more. Like, I love that people are having a positive experience with that. And I love that people are getting something out of it. So like, yeah, that's great. I love those, you know, or when people reach out and sometimes it's cool. They're like, hey, we want to send you a product to talk about. I mean, there's a couple where I go, hey, I don't think I'm a good person to review this. Like, I'm really flattered. I just don't know that I'd be able to help you. And I want to make sure that I'm helping the community succeed. Some things I can, you know, like slings, stuff like that. You know, shout out to Huberworks in Pennsylvania, small company, great sling, really, really like it. Sent one out to me, right? The guys at Deadlock sending out, you know, a charging handle. Century Manufacturing sent out the Deadlock charging handle. Really, really cool stuff that people like believe enough of what we're doing to reach out to us and want our input on things. Like, I love that. And I'm working on trying to collaborate with a couple people right now on some better stuff. That's what I see for the future here with Prepared Mindset is I want to do more collaboration, but I don't want to do it for the sake of doing it. I think we already have far too many quote unquote collab efforts where it's just like branded merchandise and it's a blatant and obvious cash grab. And that, like, that's cool. Some of those, like, I'm always down for a good looking t-shirt. So I really, truly, seriously, I'm not trying to like crap on anybody's parade when I say that. I'm just saying that what I want to do, I want it to be different. If I'm going to collaborate with somebody, like, I want to do something that's going to be beneficial to folks in a way that, like, they're going to have impact from it, either from an educational standpoint or a training standpoint, or from a perspective of learning, right? Like, and I'm not going to say we're not going to have, like, it'd be cool. I don't think I have the capacity to do, like, my own plate carrier. Like, that would be super cool, right? But that's not helpful to me, because there's already so many good ones out there and there's more on the way, right? Companies like I run the Faro FCPC. I love that carrier. Do I think I could work with a company and create my own carrier? Probably. Do I think it would be as good as the FCPC? I don't think so, because I love that thing. So I'd probably just steal a bunch of elements from that. And we don't need any more of that shit going on in the industry where guys are robbing each other blind to their ideas and just trying to undercut each other with, you know, overseas production or cheaper components and parts, things like that. But I do want to collaborate. There's a couple companies that, I do have relationships with, that I would love to, by the end of 2025, have a couple collab efforts out where it's something where I can go, hey, this is something that we use, and this is something I think that could be really, really helpful. So why don't you guys go, I can steer them to that company, and, like, that's a tool that'll help you be better. I think that would be really, really awesome. Something I want very dearly for Prepared Mindset as we go into 2025. And it's crazy because we're already in Q2. Doesn't feel like, which is quarter two. It's the second, like, 3 month grouping in the year for those of you guys that don't work in business or finance. And I apologize, because I think I do that a lot on here. I think I'm like, oh, we're already into Q3, and people are like, what does that mean? And it's a financial thing. And because I work in finance, I just let it slip out all the time. My wife works in finance. I think my family is numb to it already. Like, I say it to my parents, I think they're just like, okay, whatever. Like, and they know what it means, but I mean, normal people don't speak like that. It's probably the same thing when we're like, oh, hey, yeah, so I was out doing some recce with my bros and my high FOM tubes. And it's like, I have no idea what the fuck you just said. And you're like, what do you mean, bro? But yeah, I digress. So, this is really, really exciting to bring it, like, full circle. Like, your guys' support has made this all possible. And I would love it. Like, if you guys, when you listen to this, send me a message on Instagram. Like, please, every one of you guys, I would love to get a bunch of messages and be able to share this out. Like, if there's something you really like that we do, or it was a favorite episode you had, or somebody you want to hear on, like, I want to make this, I want to do what's going to help the community be better. If there's something people want to learn about, like, certainly there's stuff I still want to talk about. We still haven't had people from certain walks of life on. There's certain skill sets we haven't really gotten into. Like, I'd love to talk about breaching. Like, I think that stuff's fascinating. I think it gets a little bit more shine than it probably needs, because realistically, like, you're not going to have explosives and some of that stuff. But I think you should know how to mechanically open a door without just a key, right? I think that's something that's really, really important. Unfortunately, it's also one of the things I hate talking about the most on the internet, because you see everybody with a cutting wheel. It takes, like, one of those Stanley Fat Max things, like, and grinds off the second nub to it and turns it into a breaching tool. And they're like, hey, hashtag breacher, yo. I'm like, have you ever taken a course on understanding that stuff? Because there's a lot that goes into it. And that's why there's, like, designations. And I think it's a certification around being, like, a master breacher. I would also like to get more into intelligence gathering and talking about area studies and things, because the more you read into those kinds of efforts and understand the impacts those can have, when we're talking about being prepared individuals and citizens who can increase the survivability of their family, let alone their direct community. Like, so something like, think about, like, you and then two houses of neighbors in every direction. Whatever that means to you, right? Like, that could be, like, your community and or your network, right? And just having better intelligence on what's going on in town, where you can get food, where the water processing is, where you can find out if water processing and sewage treatment has stopped, so you know if you're going to get backups and increases in bacteria and disease, like, that kind of stuff. Like, it's hugely impactful. And I've read a couple books on this now where it's, like, kind of opened my eyes. Like, again, why you probably only need, like, 2 weeks of emergency food storage. And if you're operating off of that, things are so much worse than you think they are. You should know, like, alternative food sources, farms, processing centers, and stuff like that to go source that food and stuff like that. Now, I don't have to get into it here, obviously, but I think that is, like, one of the most important things that you could realistically you could realistically do for yourself is build an area study. And it's not cool. It's not sexy. It's a lot of paperwork, and it's like building a binder. There's page protectors. There's, you know, organizational skills and stuff like that. And we just launched a video. There's another one coming this weekend. Actually, it's a part two of the overt versus covert series, where we talk about specifically the importance of gathering that information, some of the gear and kit that's effective, and it depends, you know, on your environment and stuff like that. It's something I found really, really neat, and I was like, I think this could be helpful to folks. And I actually had a couple people reach out, like, hey man, there's a lot of overlap here and elements of executive protection that go into the part one video that we just dropped this past weekend. Look it up. I thought. It was kind of one of the cooler opportunities that I had, put together, where I'm like, hey, this isn't super high speed and everyone's going to make Jason Bourne jokes, but this is what's going to be helpful, because so many of us live in suburban areas or urban areas where you're not going to be able to throw on a huge recce kit and carry, you know, a 16 or an 18 inch rifle with 3 to 15 glass and a ghillie. Right? Which is cool. And you should know how to do that stuff. And if you're in a rural area, like, guess what? Part two is coming. That's this weekend. That's what we're going to get into. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to go through, how some of those skill sets are different, while the mission is essentially the same. You just have to go about it in a very different way because of the environmental considerations that you have to bake into your planning and everything. But that stuff is hugely impactful. And it's something I want to get even more into as the year progresses. And yeah, we have, there's even more goals around video stuff, planning on making the return for this year to the Human Trafficking Awareness Range Day. So that's in Pennsylvania, Ben Franklin Range. That'd be round three. So it'd be really, really cool to do that one again. Hopefully be able to connect with my friend Daniel Matera. Daniel's a great guy. Met him online, developed a really great friendship. He actually stayed with us for HTA. It was hilarious. He brought this awesome target of Ron Jeremy that we put up on our kitchen door. That's a whole nother separate upsetting and funny story. You should ask him about the bathtub and how we treated him the first 10 minutes that we met him. There's a picture of that on the page on Instagram as well, too. It was really funny. But it's been a blast. Like, seriously, thinking about 300 episodes, I didn't know that I would ever make it this far. And there's, again, certainly guys that never made it even close to this. And yeah, I don't know if I'll ever, obviously I don't think I'll ever be like Joe Rogan, where I'm in like the thousands and he's crushing it with what he does, and obviously a way bigger audience. But the goal here, when I started, was to bring forward the questions and the information that was going to help people like me. I just didn't know stuff. I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to learn about it. I wanted the opportunity to just have, completely candid conversations about a lot of this stuff and learn about it. And certainly, I think one of the biggest thank yous that I have to say, and I want to take the opportunity to do this while I'm talking about it, because there's like, I think when you guys think about like career pathing and opportunities in life where things change for the better for you, and you really, really, you think that maybe without that pivotal, without that moment, right, that maybe things would have gone differently. Maybe things wouldn't have been as cool as they were, or as successful, or whatever, right? And for me, I think that moment was, I want to say like a huge thanks. I don't even know if he listens, honestly. It'd be cool if he did. Drew Estel from Bear Solutions. Drew, if you're listening, or if you do listen to this, or if somebody's homies with Drew and can let him know, when Drew came on, it ended up opening a lot of doors to get people on here to have good conversations. One of the struggles for a lot of beginning projects is just getting people to believe in what you're doing and to join you, to come out there. And like, I remember there was a couple times I reached out to people, sub 200, I think it was sub 100 episodes, might've been sub 200. And I remember it was probably five or seven, and they had decent followings. They were people you probably wanted to hear from, right? And I'd reach out and like, oh, cool. Yeah, man. Who have you had on? And I was like, what? You know, basically I got big timed. Guys were like, nope. I wasn't even like, hey, I don't really think it's for me. Like, I just got straight up ghosted. They asked who I had on and they didn't respond ever again, which was like a really, really shitty feeling. But Drew, when I reached out, I had bought his book and really liked the book. I need to sit down and reread it, actually, because it's if you guys haven't checked it out, it's on Amazon. It's really well done, really good illustrations. But reached out to Drew and said, hey, man, I really like the book. I'd love to have you on the podcast and I'd love to talk about it. And he was like, yeah, man, I'd love to do that. And I was, you know, over the moon. I'm like, damn, okay, awesome. This is great. And from that, Drew put me in touch with several other people, who are, you know, known in the community, several good dudes that, like, you know, were able to come on, agreed to come on because of Drew's recommendation. And from there, that brought a lot of, like, recognition and respect, I think, that opened up a lot of doors for me. And would I still be here without that? I mean, maybe. There's certainly that possibility, but it was such an impactful moment for me. He probably doesn't realize how impactful and important it was for me. So, really, really cool. Like, deeply appreciative. We'll always appreciate all the stuff that Drew does. If you guys ever get the chance to take his classes or check out his content on YouTube, smart dude. He's served. He knows what's going on. He just helped train, I forget the actor's name, for that show on Netflix, which is eluding me now, of course, as I'm trying to, Night Agent season 2, which is awesome to see somebody like Drew involved in Hollywood, so that the gun handling and stuff isn't super cringy on so many of these shows we all watch with the teacup grips and, you know, the hammer cocking sounds with a Glock and all that stuff. Like, super cool to have somebody like Drew involved with that. But, yeah, that was like a super pivotal moment. And it, up to that point, honestly, like, I was like, man, I got to do something that's going to bring some credibility here. I was struggling. Like, I just needed an opportunity to talk to people. Like, and he had a great time on it. I'd love to get him back on. Honestly, I should do that. You know, and maybe that's one of those round two discussions where we just, you know, it's something that, you know, happens. But as I'm going through all this, like, it's just like this overwhelming, like, feeling of appreciation for so many. And I could rattle off so many guests that we've had on, but I would just tell you guys this. If there's somebody you follow in the industry that you really, really learn a lot from, feel free to message me. I would love to have them on. Certainly there's one in the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be really exciting for folks that this gentleman does a lot of training, and a lot of people really respect him for his knowledge and his professionalism and what he brings to the table and the discussion. Very excited about a couple of the ones that are in the works here. The schedule stuff, especially as we're rolling into the warmer part of the year where a lot of these guys are traveling the country abroad, right? They're teaching courses, they're teaching classes, they're doing all kinds of crazy shit. Some people, it's a product thing, so they got meetings and phone calls, and it's a constant grind. But I tell you guys, like, I appreciate this so much for all you guys that have listened and continue to listen and subscribe. Also, I mean, a huge thank you, those of you guys. We have a Patreon page. If you guys want to find a way to support us, you know, the Patreon is just an additional source of videos and podcast recordings and blog posts and stuff. That's been kind of neat too. It's just a side project, side effort. We do a little bit with that. But like by all metrics and just like personal fulfillment, the coolest part is just knowing that I have people that reach out to me. Now it's gotten to the point where it's almost weekly, maybe bi-weekly, I get a message where guys are like, hey, I really enjoy the content, or I love the podcast, please keep it up. Like, hey, could you get this guy on? You know, they're fantastic. Love the other stuff you're doing. Like, thank you so much. This is, you know, or when I talk to people, and I've had a couple of folks start to tell me that they consider us to be in one of the top tier of, you know, 2A podcasts out there. And there's several. So to be, even if it's only for some people, to be included in those discussions is a very humbling thing to hear. And it's awesome. It just inspires me to want to do more, and to push forward, because, for as great as it sounds, there's a lot of reward here. And I would be remiss if I didn't admit that out loud. Like, there's a lot of reward here, whether it's through, you know, I guess, you know, some kind of compensation or just connecting with people that everyone just like, oh, I'd love to pick this dude's brain. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And certainly there's a lot of people that have helped along the way that, and you guys know who you are listening to this, like, from the bottom of my heart. If you've ever been affiliated, if you ever worked with me on stuff, like, just thank you. Without the contributions of some people, this wouldn't be what it is today. Certainly none more than I would say my wife. And some of you guys listening have met her. Most of you haven't, and hopefully it stays that way, because some of y'all freaking creeps. But she's been super supportive, like, with the scheduling. Like, so you guys get like an hour and a half podcast every week. What she gets is like hey, can you rush home so I got to record the intro and then I got to open the call for recording. And then I record with the guest or whatever. Sometimes there's like 20 minutes of bullshitting. Then we record for 60 to 90 minutes. Then there's another 20 to 45 minutes of bullshitting after that. Run upstairs, go to the bathroom. Hey, how are you? How was your day? Oh, you're working on dinner. Run downstairs, download, start the whole editing process. So like for me, it's a 5 p.m. to usually around 9 p.m. effort for an hour and a half discussion with all things said and done. And she has always, always, always been there for me to bounce ideas off to or off of, to complain to when things aren't going well, to rant and rave to when things are going really well, to just everything. She's been so supportive of this. So for me to, like, if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk about, you know, the people that have been the most important to me as we've gotten to this point, she's at the top of the list. Like, no questions asked, no holds barred. She, by and large, I would not be here without her, and I love her deeply. Some of you guys, like, there's people out there, there's actually people out here who try to hold it back, and I think it speaks to the greater power of what we're trying to accomplish here, that despite some of those efforts, we're still here, man. It's really cool. Sometimes you guys will learn this in your seasons of life. There are folks out there that will tell you to your face that they want to see you succeed and do something else behind your back. Sometimes it's very close friends. Sometimes it's even family. And all I'll say to that is take care of yourself first, because if you don't, nobody else will. I've had to learn that the hard way, sometimes multiple times over from the same folks. And that's life. I think it's all part of the learning process. And as we roll towards, you know, the greater future here for what Prepared Mindset has going on as a presence, but hopefully as an educational and informational source for you guys, you know, I think we've overcome a lot and are going to continue to overcome and be successful. So certainly, thank you guys all for listening this week. This is something I've really, really been looking forward to. And in my heart of hearts, I hope that I've done a good job of conveying like what is down the line here, what's coming down the line, what changes are happening, if any, which there's some. It's not like super crazy impactful stuff, but always thinking about how to position this for greater success for the mission, right? Not just for myself, or, you know, others, but, you know, making those sacrifices to try and be successful here. So it's a really cool feeling to be able to say, hey, we are 300 episodes in and we're not slowing down. It's such a cool thing. And I appreciate every one of you guys listening. If you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. As those numbers go up, we can do more. We can reach out to companies. We can get, you know, if there's stuff you guys want for review on the YouTube channel or, you know, things like that, that helps us. If there's questions you have about certain skill sets and classes and instructors you want us to bring on, like sometimes those connections really, really help. And honestly, yeah, I mean, I just love knowing that what we're doing here is of a positive impact for you guys. And certainly if there's other things you want us to talk about, reach out. I don't think I've had one yet where someone says, hey, it'd be really cool if you talked about this. And I've gone, no, that's dumb. I had people, hey, we do a video, I had a Patreon member reach out. Hey, we do a video about what you travel with in your car. Sure. Went ahead and did that. Should probably do an updated one, 'cause that was a couple of years ago. I'll probably do an updated one and it'll probably go on the YouTube now, but, stuff like that or cold weather. Hey, carry this stuff in your car because here in Michigan, it gets down below 20 degrees all the time in the winter. And if your battery is not new, your battery will drain. So having something like jumper cables, so somebody who comes by can give you a jump until you can keep the car running then to get to a repair shop or a store or something to get a new battery put in, or maybe just back to the house and you can change it yourself or something, right? Stuff like that. That's a very, very, very basic example, but those are the kinds of things we get into and I think have a lot of value. People have reached out about that stuff, so we've done it. People have questions about the SPR stuff or CQB, so we've done it. And we're going to continue to do more of that. So not to belabor the point and continue to like beat this up one way and down the other, you guys. But it has been fantastic being able to just like sit here and share this with you guys. So thank you so much, for listening. You know, it means the world and listening every week. There's a lot of you guys that reach, hey, I listen every week. I look forward to it every week. It's such a cool thing to hear. And I never, ever get tired of getting those messages. So if you guys have been one of the ones that reach out, and there's several of you, you know, that reach out and say that they love it and that they look forward to it. Keep up those messages. I love it. It's great. But that's what I got for you guys. This is, you know, episode 300, more to come, you know, next few weeks here. We're rolling into summer. So the training is going to ramp up. The opportunities are going to ramp up. Certainly I think we're going to keep on the same track, the same pace with what we're doing here on the pod. Stay tuned to the YouTube and the Instagram for more information on that. And yeah, man, appreciate having you guys along for the ride. It's been incredible and it will continue to be incredible. But like I said, that's all I got for you guys this week. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. Hopefully this has been entertaining. Stay safe out there. Enjoy the weather now that we're finally getting to the warm months of the year. And if you're in the Arkansas and I think Kentucky area, God bless. I hope the flooding is manageable and not life altering in ways which can't be, you know, fixed or undone. But stay safe out there, everybody. Like we always say here, work hard, train smarter, and be prepared.